Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
I hope you all had a good rest.
盼望大家都已经有很好的休息。
And let's read a few scriptures.
我们来读几处的圣经。
Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32.
约翰福音第八章三十二节。
And you will know the truth.And the truth will make you free.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And, okay, let's read Genesis 1:1.
我们读创世纪第一章第一节。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初，神创造天地。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
创世纪第一章二十七节。
God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
神就照着自己的形象造人。乃是照着他的形象，照男照女。
Lastly, Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 19.
最后我们读提摩太后书第二章十九节。
Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal: The Lord knows those who are His, and everyone who names the name of the Lord is.To abstain from wickedness.
神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说，主认识谁是他的人，又说，凡称呼主名的人，总要离开不义。
Now here I would like to underline the firm foundation of God stands.
我愿意在这里强调，神坚固的根基立住了。
Let's bow down.Our heads and have a little prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we come to you this afternoon, and Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and praises.
主，我们下午来到你的跟前，我们的心充满了感谢赞美。
We thank you because you have been so gracious to us.
我们感谢你，因为你实在向我们蛮有恩典。
Not only throughout the whole year, but even these last couple of days while we gather here.
因为不仅整年你向我们施恩，在这最后末了的几天的里面，你仍然向我们施恩。
Your grace to us is much, much deeper than we can talk about.
你恩典所向我们倾倒的是远超过我们能够讲说的。
And Lord, we also praise you because of your wonderful work of creation.
我们也因着你创造的工作我们赞美你。
You not only created the whole universe, you created man, you created us.
你不仅创造了宇宙，你也创造了人，创造了我们。
We are here. Today we are what we are because of your grace and because of your creation.
我们今天在这里，我们成为何等样的人，乃是因着你自己的创造和恩典。
And Lord, we just pray that this hour, this coming hour, we pray that your presence be with us.
在前面这一个钟头内，愿意你的同在在聚会之中。
That we can see your glory.
我们能够见到你的荣耀。
And that we can also see your work upon us.
我们也能够看见你在我们身上的工作。
So Lord, be with us.
求你与我们同在。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Brothers and sisters, yesterday we have shared on this matter of God created the heavens and the earth.
弟兄姊妹，昨天我们在这里讲到神创造天地。
And then we especially paid attention to this thing in the beginning.
我们特别留意到起初。
We have mentioned that in the whole last century, the 20th century,
我们提到在过上一个世纪二十世纪的一百年之内
，the biggest scientific discovery that affected the thinking of man is this。
啊，在科学界的发现那影响了人的思想的是这样。
The biggest thing。
那最大的
is that the universe had a beginning。
乃是宇宙有一个起点。
A man never thought about this。
人从来没有这样想过。
They always say that the universe was there from there was no beginning, there was no end。
啊，人的思想过去总认为宇宙没有起点，也没有一个终点。
But the discovery of last century was that the universe had a beginning。
上一个世纪的发现。乃是这个宇宙有一个起点。
And this was science.
啊，这是科学。
Now, today I would like to go one step further.
今天我愿意再进一步。
To share on this matter that God has created men, created men and women in His own image.
乃是讲到神造了人，神按照他的形象造男造女。
But I would like to clarify one thing having to do with what we talked about yesterday.
我愿意澄清一下关乎我们昨天所谈到的事。
Now, when we came to this point that the universe had a beginning,
我们来到这一个认识，乃是宇宙有一个起点。
Then what?
然后怎么样？
All your students have learned this thing called calculus.
我想做学生的都学过这个数学的微积分。
Yeah. The calculus, there were two people in the world in history who used calculus first.
在世界上使用有两位首先使用这个微积分的。
One was the Isaac Newton.
头一个是牛顿。
The other one is the German person by the name of Leibniz.
就是另外一位就是德国人
Leibniz, yeah. And so both of these were the pioneers in calculus that is bothering us today when we go to high school, go to junior high. The first thing you have to learn is this calculus.
所以这两位是这个微积分的先锋也就造成我们每一个人上学的时候的难处
麻烦 yeah
的麻烦
Now this Leibniz has it was very talented he studied many things
这个德国人 Leibniz 他很有天分所以他在许多的方面都有研究
Yeah and there's one verse he said that why is there somethingRather than nothing.
他讲过一句话，为什么有一些的事物而不是一无所有
？Yeah. So put it the other way. So originally there was nothing.
换句话说，开始的时候是一无所有。
Now there is something.
那现在有一些东西了。
Why?
为什么
？So this is a famous question.
这是一个有名的问题。
Now, this question is very much related to this in the beginning that we just talked about yesterday.
所以这个问题就跟我们昨天晚上提到起初这一个事情是有关联的。
So if the universe had a beginning,
如果宇宙有一个起点
So Leibniz would ask this question.
这位德国人 Leibniz 他就会问这样的问题。
Why?There is this something rather than nothing.
他就说为什么现在有一些东西而不是一无所有
So, those who are opened up by God,
这些被神开启的人
those who are humble,
那些谦卑的人
will come to the conclusion that the reason there is something rather than nothing is because of this creator.
就有了这个结论，从无有
变成有乃是因为那一位创造主。
So if you go to college and so on, study these things, this is a very important sentence. Why is there something rather than nothing?
所以当你进大学或者进学校的时候，一个很重要的问题就是为什么从无变为有。
Yeah, and especially if you study philosophy.
特别当你读哲学的时候。
Even if you don't study philosophy, you have to take that as a course and get some grade. That's something most likely they will talk about.
就算你不是主修哲学，但是你要得一些学分的时候，可能也会读到，也会问，提到这个问题。
So this big bang that we talked about yesterday.
所以昨天我们提到这个大膨胀。
And then it talked about it point to a beginning.
所以讲到那一个起初的那一点。
And then for all these people who think,
那些思想家。
And all these people who take Leibniz's words seriously.
这一些听了 Leibniz 这个人，他提的问题，而且严肃的来面对的时候。
Now they either come to the conclusion that there is God, or they got hanged there. There's no conclusion.
或者他们就能够得到这个结论，有一位神。或者他们就停在那里得不到答案。
Now, however, on the other hand, you see some atheists.
但是反过来有一些无神论者。
Or some atheists who has studied some science.
或者那些无神论者他们读科学。
Some atheists that did some physics.
那些无神论者读了一些物理。
They try to knock down the sentence.
他们要打倒这句话。
There is a person who wrote, a physicist who wrote a book.
有一位物理学家写了本书。
And the book says, the universe from nothing.
那一个从无起头的那一个宇宙。
Yeah, and then the subtitle is, why there is something rather than nothing.
为什么是从无到有。
Let me put it the other way. What he was trying to say is this.
换句话说，他这本书所要讲的。
He's saying, don't think about God.
不要去想有神。
Just look at physics itself.
就看着物理本身。
The physics will tell you something can come up from nothing.
那物理告诉我们，一些事物可以从无。而存在。
Yeah. So universe is from nothing.
所以宇宙是从无有开始的。
What he's really saying is the universe is not from God.
他要说的乃是说这整个宇宙不是从神而来。
Now, he had a book, this book has been sold for some million and a half copies.
他写的这本书已经卖了成百万本。
People who had heart to deny God loved this kind of a book.
那些心中要拒绝神的人，他们喜欢读这本书。
But however, there's a person in New York.
但是在纽约有一位。
And he was at Columbia University, he was a physicist and philosopher together.
他在哥伦比亚大学是物理学家也是哲学家。
Yeah, he wrote books about quantum mechanics.
他讲到这个动力学。
量子力学。
量力学。
Yeah, yeah. And then, so he wrote a critique of this book.
他就写了对于那本书的一个评论。
Yeah, and it's in the last year is in New York Times, the Sunday Books Review.
是去年在纽约时报的周刊上登出来。
So he pointed out.
他指出。
So in quantum mechanics, nothing, the quantum nothing, quantum vacuum is not really vacuum.
他说量力学的那一个空间不是说没有东西。
Yeah, when you say you don't see anything, no material.
当你说你看不见任何的物质。
There's a force field there.
那有一个 立场在那里。
There is an energy field over there.
那有一个能量在那里。
So when this energy field is rearranged,
当这个能场重新组合的时候
then material pops up.
那个物质就出来了。
And this is all in quantum mechanics.
这都在量力学里面所研讨的。
So the point is, some of the atheist physicists who are trying to say things can pop up from nothing is wrong.
也就是说，那些无神论者，他们想建立这个学说，说从无到有就是这样变出来的，他们是错的。
And he further said,
他进一步这样说。
He says, I came from a Jewish background.
他我是从犹太人犹太背景出来的。
And then there is suffering in the people.
在犹太百姓中受了许多的苦。
And there is a hope for the future.
他们对将来有一个盼望。
And you cannot say that anybody who think about God is dumb.
你不能够说那些想到神的人他们是愚笨的人。
The issue is important.
这一个事情非常的关键。
The issue is bigger than what you said.
这件事情比你说出来的要更大。
So, Francis, why do I say this?
我讲了这么多是为什么呢？
Because you are going to see, especially if you are interested in these questions, you are going to see things like this from atheists.
我要指出来的就是当你去面对这些问题的时候，你会听到这些无神论者他们的讲说。
There is a science part. You deal with it seriously.
那一个科学那一部分，你很严肃的来面对。
There is the mocking part. You face it without fear.
对于那些取笑那一部分，你能够毫无惧怕的来面对。
So this past few days.Few months, I have done quite some homework.
为这几天我做了许多的功课。
I know how easy it would be for a young man among us to be questioned or challenged by these things.
我知道在我们中间年轻人很容易就被这些事物来受到挑战。
And even the older ones among us.
就是我们这些年纪大一点的也是如此。
But I, by the grace of the Lord.I want to tell you that do not be afraid.
但是靠着神的恩典，我可以告诉你，我们不需要惧怕。
These people who mock, they have they have no standing.
那些嘲笑我们的人，他们没有立场。
And we don't have to be afraid of them.
我们不需要怕他们。
So, if you have these specific questions that you've seen, and then you don't feel comfortable.You can feel free to give me an email, write an email to me.
如果你碰到有一些的问题，你不知道怎么样来面对，你可以写电邮给我们的弟兄。
Yeah, and then you know we can talk over the email.
我们靠着电子邮件的往来，我们来讨论这个问题。
Just be sure of one thing.
只是有。对这件事情你有一个把握。
The firm foundation of God stands.
乃是神坚固神坚固的根基已经立住了。
These things are very complex.
这些事情很复杂。
But the word of God stands.
但是神的话是坚立的。
The foundation of God stands.
神的根基是立住了。
Yeah. Sorry, I took so much time on this, and then I come back to what I want to share today.
抱歉，我讲了这许多，我先回到我的主题。
God created man in His image.
神是照着他的形象造人。
This is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
这是创世纪第一章二十七节。
Now, One thing that we all can observe when you look at all the animals, all the things, the living things in the world.
当我们看到世界上一切的动物活物的时候，我们能够观察到。
Now you have to agree and come to the conclusion of one thing.
你就会得到这样的一个结论。
No, the conclusion is man is indeed unique.
那个结论就是人确实是很独特的。
Is very very unique.
是非常独特的。
The closest thing that in the nature, the closest thing in terms of intelligence, in terms of ability to us are the great apes.
在自然界里面，跟人比最接近的无论在智慧上、能力上比较接近的，大概是猿猴。
But they are different. But we are so different from them.
但是我们跟猿猴是非常不同的。
Now why there is such a big difference?
为什么有这么大的不同呢
？If you look at the biology world today.
如果你看到今天生物界的事物。
There are two things that are close to what we are talking about.
有两件事跟我们所要谈到的事情很接近。
One is that people indeed, you know, look at the fossils in the past. There was a progression or evolution of living things.
就是当我们看到化石的时候，确实这些生物是经过一些变化的过程。
Yeah. Now the other thing is the DNA, the genes.
另外一件事情，就是这个DNA 基因。
Yeah, the genes is something that you can see from the microwave.
我们用显微镜能够看到这些我们的基因。
And you can count, you can analyze.
你能够数算，你能够来分析。
So from these two point of view, you can try to say why is man so unique?
从这两个方面，你可以尝试来分析人为什么这样独特。
Now the animals did progress in the past.Millions of years.
在过去千万年之间，动物确实有一些的变化。
Yeah, they did evolve.
他们确实变化了。
Yeah, but somehow it doesn't mean this matter of created in the image of God did not evolve.
但是人这个按照神的形象被造出来的人。却没有变化。
Yeah, it is. We are. This thing is outside of evolution.
这个事情是在这个进化论之外的事情。
The evolution could not explain that.
进化不能够解释这个情形。
The evolution could explain why the micro, the bacteria and all these things go from generation to generation different.
进化论能够去解释这些微小的生物怎样的变化。
And the birds, they have a peak. They have this peak. And then the peak from generation to generation, they differ.
鸟它有这个尖嘴从一代一代的过去有一些的变化。
Yeah, and then some of them will adapt to the environment.
有一些他们就适应了他们生存的环境。
So the even people, even men, you know, from generation to generation, people get taller and people get stronger, for example.
譬如人一代一代过来，或者人高大了，或者有一些的变化。
But this matter, the uniqueness of man, did not change.
但是人的独特性却没有改变。
And this matter that we are created in the image of God did not change.
我们是照着神的形象被造的，这件事情没有改变。
Now this gene, the biologists will tell us that there are some animals whose genes are very close to us.
生物学家可以说，可以告诉我们。有一些动物，它们的基因跟人类很接近。
Now the closest to us is chimpanzee.
跟我们人类最接近的是猩猩。
And then mouse is even close to us to a certain extent.
就是 老鼠好像跟人类也算是蛮接近的。
You and I have 22,000 genes.
你跟我有22,000的不同的基因。
Now the closest to us was this chimpanzee.
跟我们最接近的是这个黑猩猩。
That chimpanzee differ, the genes of chimpanzee and our genes differ by about 6%.
这个猩猩它的这个基因跟我们人的基因的不同大概有6%。
Years ago, they say 1%.
许多年前他们说只是1%。
And then they changed to 1.5%.
他们就修改到1.5%, 1.5%.
And then recently, like there was an article in 2006 Scientific American, it said 6%.
最近在2006年的时候，在美国科学杂志就更正为6%。
So 6% on one hand you can say this is a small number, on the other hand it's a big number.
你说6%好像很小的一个数据，但是反过来讲也是很大的一个数据。
Now among men,
在人中间
，any two men in the world.
在世界上任何两个男人
，Yeah, the difference of gene is 0.1%.
这两个男人他们基因的分别只有0.1%.
So this our in terms of gene, we and the chimpanzee differ quite a bit.
所以从基因的这个角度，我们人的基因跟这个黑猩猩的基因是非常不同的。
But compared with all other animals, and they are closest to us.
但是在所有动物中间，它是跟人类最接近的。
But if you consider the ability of us, of me versus a chimpanzee.
但是你来比较一下我们的能力，就我跟那个猩猩来比的话。
Now the most learned chimpanzee.
那一个最受了训练的这个黑猩猩。
Now it says that he cannot count more than 10.
他不能够数超过10。
And then when he counts, it's actually a repetition.
当他数的时候，只不过重复这样从一到十。
Yeah. So in terms of ability, chimpanzee and I differ quite a bit.
所以从能力来讲，这个猩猩跟我是很大不同的。
Now not only that.
不但如此。
Man has a very can have a very strong will.
人有一个很强烈的意志。
Now, I don't like my brother.
我不喜欢我的弟兄。
Now today I'm going to say something to make him angry.
我今天就说一些事情叫惹他生气。
I failed today.
我今天没有成功。
I'll try tomorrow.
我明天再来。
Tomorrow I fail.
明天我又没有做到。
One week afterwards I'll do the same.
一个礼拜后我还要这样。
This man.
这是人。
People didn't find that characteristic in chimpanzee.
人在这些动物这个猩猩猿猴的中间找不到这样的一种行为。
And then another wonderful thing about man, about human, is human do know good versus evil.
然后在人中间还有一件事情，人确实知道善恶。
This is totally different from any other animal.
这是跟所有的动物完全不同的一点。
Another thing is human do know to be kind to other human.
还有人类还有一个特点，就是能够向能够对其他人能够友善。
And then this people don't see in animal. They try very very hard to see in the community of chimpanzees, and then they try to figure out whether they do this. It's very very hard to see anything.
人在这些动物中间，在这些猿猴中间，他们想观察能够找到这样的的行为，他们找不到。
Not only that.
不但如此。
From the most primitive man.
从那最原始的人。
They have a fear for higher being.
他们向着那更高的有一种畏惧。
Some respect.
他们尊重。
And they want to that they can be accepted by that higher being.
他们愿意被那一个更高的的一个
存在
存在来来敬畏他。
In our language is the, you know the man from the very very beginning long to have some relationship with God.
从我们的话来讲，也就是说，从很起初的时候，人类就对神愿意寻求神的悦纳。
Now chimpanzee wouldn't do that.
这些猩猩猴子他们不会这样做。
So in terms of ability, we are so unique.
所以从人从能力方面来讲，我们是很独特的。
But this only is just some observation.
这只是一些的观察而已。
Now when you really look at it.When you really look at it, man is so unique from any other thing.
当我们仔细来看的时候，人是与所有的动物都非常不同的。
And the potential of man is almost infinite.
人的那一个潜能，是没有止境的。
Now just for us to say.
就是对着我们来说。
No, we could be by the grace of God, know the purpose of God.
我们靠着神的恩典，我们能够明白神的旨意。
We can know the grace of God.
我们能够明白神的恩典。
None of the animals can even approach that.
没有一个动物能够接近这一个事情。
So why was the man so unique?
为什么人这样的特别呢？
The gene count does not.Explain that. Does not fully explain that.
这个基因的数算的数目不能够解释这件事。
Evolution does not explain that.
那个进化也不能够解释。
Evolution, this natural selection does not explain that.
这个进化，这个天然选择，这个不能够解释。
If you only listen to natural selection.Then the guy with the strong fist will always survive.
如果照着自然拣选来说，那一个有着强大膀臂的人，他永远能够打倒你。
But we see that in the human history, it's not like that.
但是人类的历史却不是这样。
So, and then the evolution.Now people are able to do simulation, the computer simulation.
进化他们能够用着电脑来试验。
Yeah, there's the replication.
那一个重复。
And there's this
复制。
突变什么？
Mutation.
Mutation.
还有突变。
Yeah, mutation, and then there's natural selection.
还有天然的拣选。
So you can run this thing in a computer.
他们能够在电脑上来这样的来试验。
Yeah, and then when you do this mutation, you can put in a random number.
用着这样的电脑的模拟他们能够用着一些技术来试验。
Then they say that because this is selection is totally random, so this random number has to be not biased.
所以因为这一个要很随机的数据，所以不能够有。一定要很公正的。
So when you run the simulation,
所以就这样的用模拟形式来。
At the end, the product will never be you and me.
不管他们怎么样的来测试，那个结果没有办法把人制造出来。
The chances that you do a simulation by this random number, and then you get man at the end is almost zero.
所以用着这样随便的这种。参数来让来用这个模拟的电脑程式没有办法能够叫人被进化出来。
But why we are here?
那为什么我们今天在这里
？Why we are here so different than any other animal?
为什么我们今天在这里跟所有的动物都不同
？So if you want to do the simulation，
如果你要去测试这个模拟的程式
，the random number you put in has to be biased， has to be somehow guided。
这样你放进去的这些这些数据你就必须是随机的来放
So, So essentially, there's a higher being, God, who has run the simulation, and then we, at the end, got produced.
所以那个结论说，只唯有神来来做这个模拟的程式的之后，能够把人造出来。
He has chose the parameters that at the end we are produced.
因为他选择了这些的数据，能够叫人被产生出来。
So. Brothers and sisters, some of these things I was just saying because I believe some of you must have touched these subjects.
弟兄姊妹，我提到这些事，因为我相信你们或者都碰到的这些的问题。
Yeah, but man is so unique.
人是非常独特的。
Why is man so unique?
为什么人这样的特别？
Can you explain this by evolution?
你能够用进化来解释这个情形吗？
Can you explain this thing by the gene counts?
你能够用这基因的数据来解释吗
？Can you explain this thing by DNA？
你能够用这个 DNA 这样的来解释吗
？No, you cannot.
你不能够。
You know, over the history of man，
在人类的历史之中
，people try to use this materialism，
人要用这个唯物主义
，Yeah， and try to explain how man comes about。
来解释为什么人出来了。
They could not.
他们没有办法。
Now today you can have theory one, theory two, theory three. Try to explain why man came about.
你可以今天用这样的学说那样的学说来解释为什么人出来了。
But you cannot explain why man is so unique.
但是你没有办法解释为什么人却是这样的独特。
Yet God said.
但是神说
I have created Men, according to my image.
神说，我照着我的形象，我的样式造了人。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Nothing is more true than this.
没有一件事情比这个更真实。
There's no theory that can even compete.
没有一个学说能够跟这个相比。
Of course, that God said this only in one sentence.
当然，神只是讲了这么一句话。
And then He didn't elaborate that anymore.
他就没有再继续的来解释。
But brothers and sisters, there's something very interesting.
但弟兄姊妹很有意思的。
When people try to use evolution to explain man,
当人要用这进化来解释人的时候
，It was all about the past.
都是讲到过去。
If you want to run a simulation, you have to run simulation for millions of years.
如果你真的要去用这个模拟的程式，你需要千万年这样的来进行。
But God says He has created you and me in His own image.
但是神说他造了你跟我按照神的形象。
Now He's going to prove that in every lifetime.
他在我们每个人的一生的里面来证明这事。
It doesn't take millions of years.
不需要千万年。
It takes 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years.
他就用着60年, 70年, 80年, 90年, 100年我们一生的年日。
Now in every one of us,
在你跟我每一个人中间
，He's proving it.
他在证明这事。
He's proving that He has created man in His own image.
神在那里证明他是按照神他的形象造了人。
We are like a huge laboratory.
我们就如同在一个极大的这个实验室里面。
Here we have 400 people.
我们在这里有400人。
The Lord God used every single one as a sample.
神就用着我们每一位作为一个样品。
Now He intends to prove that He has created you, created me in His own image.
他要证明他是造了你，造了我是按照神的形象。
Is this just a talk?
这只是一种讲法吗
？Or is it real？
或者是真实的
？No, I believe, brothers and sisters, think about it. It is so real.
弟兄姊妹，我们想一想，这是非常真的。
It's not a theory.
这不是一个学说。
It is real.
这是真实的。
God wants to prove that He had, He has created you and me in His own image in each of our lifetime.
神要在我你跟我每一个人一生的年日的里面来证明他是按照他自己的形象造了你跟我。
This word appears in Genesis.
这句话是在创世纪的里面出现的。
I sometimes thought that in the Old Testament time, it must be very hard for the saints to really see this.
我总认为在旧约时代的里面，人很难去看见这件事。
Men can, in the Old Testament, in the Psalm, we have said God has created the stars, the moon, and the sun. God has placed the beauty in the heavens.
我们在诗篇的里面，读到诗人写着神创造了天地星宿。
Yeah, that's Psalm 8.
在诗篇第八篇。
And then it says, "What is man?"
他又说人算什么？
Mindful of him.
你却顾念他。
And you have made him a little lower than the angel.
你叫他比天使小一点。
But you have crowned him with honor and glory.
就是用荣耀成为他的冠冕。
See, this is what the psalmist could get.
这是诗人所能写的。
It's wonderful.
这是何等的美好。
From looking at the glory that God created in heavens and earth.
看到神在创造天地里面的荣耀。
He could see the beauty that God has given to man.
他能够看到神将这一个荣耀华美赐给人。
There was another song.
还有一首的一篇的诗篇。
The Psalm 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇。
And this psalmist was saying that I'm wonderfully and fearfully made.
他是说我的受造奇妙可畏。
But they all come short of saying that God, you have created me in your own image.
但是他们都没有进一步的讲到神啊，你按照你的形象造了我。
And then when we come to Isaiah.
但是来到以赛亚书的时候。
Isaiah 43.
以赛亚书四十三章。
And Isaiah said this.
以赛亚这样说。
He said, God says that he has created, that we are created to, for his glory.
他是说我们是按照神自己的荣耀而被造的。
Yeah, we are created to display His virtue.
我们被造来显出他的性情。
This is the closest, as I can find, the closest in the Old Testament to say that we are created close to His glory.
这我想在旧约的里面。这是最接近的，讲到我们是按照他的荣耀被造的。
And then when we read that, we're really so inspired.
我们读到的时候，我们的心就受到激励。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，coming to the New Testament,
来到新约的里面
，Jesus came,
主耶稣来到
，He made a whole difference.
他就完全的不同了。
Today, you and me sitting here,
今天你跟我坐在这里
We believe that He has saved us.
我们相信他拯救了我们。
We believe He has given us a new life.
我们相信他给我们一个新的生命。
We believe that He intends to transform us, to conform us to His own image.
我们相信他要把我们改变成为他的形象。
What is His image?
他的形象是什么？
There's no one who has ever seen God before.
没有人见过神。
But the only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father, He declares Him.
唯有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So when we are made in the image, now we are conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
我们是照着神的形象被造，我们要变化磨成神儿子的形象。
Finally, anybody who sees us,
最后当任何人见到我们
，they can say that He indeed.Is made, is created in the image of God.
他就能够说 这一位确实是按照神的形象被造的人。
So dear brothers and sisters, I hope you see this.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望你能够看见这一点。
Before Lord Jesus came,
在主耶稣来之前
，this matter of created in the image of God was not that tangible.
在主耶稣来之前，那一个人是按照神的形象被造的，好像不是那么实在。
The Old Testament saints.
在旧约的圣徒
could read Genesis.
能够读到创世纪
and could read that we are created in the image of God.
能够读到我们是按照神的形象被造的。
But that seems to be so remote.
但是好像很遥远。
It seems to be so intangible.
好像不太实在。
But today.
但今天
you and me,
你跟我
when we read this again,
当我们再读到这些话的时候
when we know that we have been reborn in Christ,
我们知道在基督的里面我们重生了
and we know that it is intent of God to conform us to the image of His Son,
我们知道这是神的意念叫我们都磨成他儿子的形象
if only we are willing,
如果我们愿意
He will make that so.
他就要叫这事成就。
If only we are willing to cooperate,
如果我们愿意跟他合作
，Every one of us,
我们每一位
is a testimony,
都是一个见证
of that verse,
都是那一
in Genesis,
在创世纪那一节圣经的见证。
That God has created man in His own image.
神是按照他自己的形象造了人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，When we see this, we really have to praise Him.
当我们看见这个，我们必须赞美他。
No. If we were in Old Testament time,
如果我们在旧约的时代
，we could only, you know, look far away to something like this, never think that this will happen to me.
我们在旧约的时代，我们只能好像遥远的看见，都不会觉得会发生在我的身上。
And today, it is supposed to happen to you and happen to me.
今天却应当是在你的身上，在我的身上来发生。
And if we are willing,
如果你愿意
，it will happen to you and to me.
就会这样的成就。
Now, I think, I think I will, when we go out face the scientific world,
当我们出去面对这一个科学的世界的时候
when we face the outside world,
我们面对这个外面的世界
again, there are atheists.
其中有无神论者
Now there are two kinds of atheists.
其实无神论者有两种。
One is simply that they don't believe God at all.
头一种，他们完全不相信神。
And the other kind is they want to make you not to believe God.
另外一种，他们要叫你不相信有神。
So there are two kinds.
有这样的两种。
Now when you go out, you don't argue with the second kind.
你出去不要跟第二种的人来争论。
There would be no result.
不会有结果。
And it's going to be fruitless.
是没有结果的。
Now in the biology area.
但是在生物学界。
When we talk about living things.
当我们讲到这些活物。
Natural things.
这些自然界的事。
These atheists who want you to be atheists.Would often say one thing.
这些无神论者，他要你也成为无神论者的，他会这样说。
They will say, if you try to understand Darwin, if you accept Darwin,
如果你去明白，你接受达尔文的的讲法
，then you come to my conclusion.
你就会得到我的这个结论。
Then there's no God.
就是没有神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，that's a huge lie.
这是一个极大的谎言。
And I'll come back to something else, which I believe it's a real burden, but I have to mention this one.
我会回到我要讲的我 的负担很重的一点，但我现在必须声明这一这一点。
Darwin himself，
达尔文他本人
，He's not an atheist，
他不是一位无神论者。
He was what they call an agnostic，
他是那一位不知未知不知道的。
An agnostic is this that from point of a science I cannot tell。
他们是说从科学的角度我不知道。
I cannot tell from the science now whether God has a role in this。
我从科学的角度不知道神在其中有一个角色。
Darwin when he had he had his book published。
当达尔文把他的 书出版的时候
，and in the United States there was a botanist by the name of Asa Gray。
在美国有一位植物学家。
He's a devout Christian。
这是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
Now he actually introduced Darwin's book the。And into the United States.
他把达尔文的书介绍到美国的科学界。
But he kept telling Darwin.
但是他一直告诉达尔文。
Don't forget.
不要忘了。
The purpose of God in this thing.
这个神的旨意在这些事物之中。
Yeah, and the things that you have developed, don't forget the role of God in there.
你去发现发展的这个学说，不要忘记神。的旨意在其中神的旨意。
Now Darwin had a letter to Asa Gray.
达尔文写了一封信给 Asa Gray.
He said I'm bewildered about the role of God in natural selection.
我对于自然拣选在这一个自然界的里面我非常的惊讶。
Bewildered just, 我不 I don't understand.
就是说我实在不懂。
And actually the example he gave is, you know, when the lightning strike bad man and also good man.
就是说当闪电的时候击倒的有好人有坏人。
So Darwin in his own observation, he said, I'm bewildered, I'm confused whether there's the role of God in the natural selection.
所以达尔文的意思是说在这样的一个情形下我实在不懂这个是一种天择还是不是这样。
But he said, however, I cannot anyhow be contented to see the wonderful universe and especially the nature of man.
但是我不能不留意到这个自然界的美还有人类的特别。
And to conclude that everything the result is the result of brute force, meaning the result of chance.
如果我实在不能够下这个结论，就是说是一种很机遇性的这些事情的发生。
So what he's really saying is when I look at the beauty of the nature, when I see the specialty of man, I cannot really say that all these things come about by chance.
也就是说当他看到自然界的美丽以及人的独特的时候他不能说这完全是一机遇性的发生。
And then he said, I feel most deeply that the whole subject is too profound for the human intellect.
我只能说对于人的智慧来讲这实在是太深奥的一件事。
And then he said, it's like a dog trying to speculate on the mind of Newton.
他说就如同一只狗想去明白牛顿的思想。
So Darwin is basically saying, no, this is, God is something is too deep for me to understand.
所以达尔文所说的也就是说神对我来说实在太深奥我没有办法去明白。
Now, yeah, if I claim that I can know him, know God,then it's just like a dog trying to understand Newton.
如果我说我能够认识神，懂得神，就如同像狗去明白牛顿的思想。
So I'm saying this, brothers and sisters, that when you go to school, when you see this word Darwin, do not be afraid.
所以弟兄姊妹，我要告诉你的就是，当你进到学校，当人提到达尔文的事情的时候，你不需要惧怕。
And especially when somebody say that hey, don't study Darwin. If you study Darwin, you'll be an atheist. Don't believe that.
也不要怕当人讲到说不要去学达尔文的东西，因为你学了他的东西你就成为无神论者，也不需要怕。
And Darwin himself said,
因为达尔文自己本人这样说，
God is too deep for me to know.
神实在是太深奥，超过我能领会的。
So when we go to school,
所以我们去到学校，
when we go to the laboratory to work,
我们去到实验室来工作。
Now you take science as science.
你就以科学为科学。
And you do not try to draw any conclusion from there to the God in your heart.
不要从科学的领域的里面对于神你的信仰来下结论。
Allow me to say one thing, brothers and sisters.
允许我这样说。
Right now, in the United States, the one of the most stronger voice to speak of the faith, Christian faith, is this person by the name of Francis Collins.
在美国，在科学界的里面，他公开宣告他基督徒的信仰的，乃是这一位 Francis Collins。
He wrote this book called The Language of God. I mentioned yesterday.
我昨天提到他写了这本书《神的语言》。
He was the one who actually did put together this human genome, finished the human genome.
他是负责把人类基因这完全的把它计算出来的。
And now he's the director of National Institute of Health.
他现在是美国国立卫生部的部长。
I think the point I'm trying to make here, and brothers and sisters, if you know, you go to college.Study biology as you want.
弟兄姊妹，我所要讲的就是说，你进到学校，你去读生物。
And get an A in everything as you want.
你能够拿到 A 最高分。
And come out and do work in the laboratory and teach in the university as you want.
你能够出来了，进到实验室里面来做这些的研究没有关系。
And then see, look at these science.As science,
你就看这些科学界的事情就是科学。
Look at theory as theory.
他们这些学说就是学说。
And do not let these things affect your faith.
不要让这些事情影响了你的信仰。
And it doesn't. If you really look at it, it does not.
如果你真的去研究的时候，你就发现不会影响。你的对神的信仰。
The important thing is we have to know the firm foundation of God stands.
你要记得的就是神的稳固的根基已经立定了。
Not only in this book,
不但是在这本圣经的里面，
but in my heart and your heart.
在我的心中也在你的心中。
Okay, now let's come back to what we were talking about. This God created us in His own image.
我们回到神照着他自己的形象造了你跟我。
Now, as I said, I really believe all 400 people here, each one of us is a sample.
我说过，我们在座的400人，每一个人都是一个样品。
The wonder of God's statement that we are created in His image. The wonder is this.
神说他照着他的形象造了你我这中间的奇妙在这里。
The wonder is he meant that this is manifested, become our testimony in each one of our life.
他的意思就是说，在你我一生的年日的里面，这成为一个见证，成为一个彰显。
The other theories are just scientific, academic theory, a thing.
那些学说只是科学界的这个的一种讲法。
And his statement, created in his own image, is a reality in everybody's life.
他所宣告的，按照他的形象造了人，这是一个真实的事实。
See, oftentimes in science, you see one evidence, you're so happy, you write a paper.
如果你知道在科学界你发现一件事情，你就很高兴，你就写了整篇的的论文。
Now here we have 400 people.
我们在座有400个人。
You can write 400 papers.
你可以写出400篇的论文。
There's your story.
是你的故事。
There's my story.
还有我的故事。
Now just be honest with you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我很诚实的告诉大家。
I'll tell you my story.
我告诉你，我把我的故事告诉你。
In the next half hour.
在半个钟头之内。
First of all,I'm a sinner saved by grace.
首先，我是一个罪人，蒙了恩典。
Now, when I was a boy, I remember one thing very clearly.
在我还小的时候，我很记得。
Now, I like to exaggerate.
我喜欢夸大。
I remember when I was in, I guess, second year in elementary school or third year, my friends, some of them are really good. You know, they make the slingshot. You know, we are all very poor. We cut up the trees and put rubber together and make a sling.
我记得在我小学二年级或者三年级的时候，我们那时候大家家境都很贫寒，所以我们都是树拿个树枝绑上橡筋做弹弓。
Nowadays you go to Target or something and buy that stuff, it's not as good as what we built.
你现在到 Target 到店子里面去买的，没有我们那时候做得好。
So I got one day I brought that and I went to I live very close to the mountain. So I went to the mountain.
因为我们家住的很靠近一座山，所以我就拿着我的弹弓到。
Yeah. So when I came back,
我回来的时候
I told my mom something.
我就告诉我妈妈
The detail I'm ashamed to tell you.
那个细节我都不好意思告诉大家
So my mom said,
我妈就说
Mom says, 不要扯谎
Don't lie.
And, 说实话
Be honest.
Yeah, just tell the truth. That's what my mom said.
我妈就叫我讲实话
Now I remember another thing. When I was like fourth or fifth grade in elementary school.
到我小学四年级、五年级的时候。
You know, we at that time we were very poor. We only have a basketball court, and everybody played basketball.
我们在那里有一个篮球场，我们大家邻居的孩子都在那里打篮球。
One day close to the end of the day.
有一天到了一天快末了的时候。
All the students.Have gone home. Some of us were playing basketball.
许多同学都回家了，只有还有几位留下来打篮球。
Yeah. And I had one classmate.
我有个同学
who was taller, was much taller than I.
比我还很高还要高大。
And he was very loud.
他讲话很大声。
And of course he was very smart.
当然他也很聪明。
Now every shot I try to make.
我每一次要射球的时候
He blocked it.
他就把它挡住了
He blocked it so many times.
他每次这样挡了我太多次
I started to curse him.
我就开始骂他
I think it must be a long time.
我想我骂了他很久
Afterwards,
那个事情之后
I had a math teacher who just happened to walk by.
有一个教我们算术的老师正好走过。
He called me into his office.
他就把我叫到他的办公室。
He said, I never knew you knew so many bad words.
我就不知道你会讲那么多的脏话。
So, brothers and sisters, this is a natural man squeezed into a little boy.
这是一个天然的人在一个小男孩的身上。
A flesh in a little boy.
在一个小男孩身上的肉体。
So that was I.
这就是我。
And then when I started to grow up in the middle school.
到我上中学的时候。
I was actually an okay student.
我是算蛮不错的学生。
My dad and mom really loved me.
我爸爸妈妈都很爱我。
My brother and my two sisters, they all very friendly with me.
我的哥哥弟弟姐姐妹妹对我都很好。
And at school, my teachers, I was not a teacher's pet, but my teachers kind of like me too.
虽然我不是老师班上最好的学生，但是老师也很喜欢我。
But somehow deep in me, I find that my life has no meaning.
但是在我内心深处，觉得我的生命没有意义。
And often I live in the southern part of Taiwan, close to the ocean.
我住在台湾的南部，靠近海，靠海。
I would often just walk by myself on the sea, on the beach.
我常常在海滩自己一个人在那走。
Just think about, you know, why I have to live.
就在那里想为什么我要活。
You know, if life doesn't have a meaning, then why do I have to live?
如果生命没有意义，那我活下去有什么意思？
And I remember there's once in a while in Taiwan there's a typhoon, there's a storm.
在台湾，久不久会有台风。
And you see these big waves turning in.
你就看到那些海浪这样的冲过来。
And sometimes I thought, just jump in, I don't have to think anymore.
我想我就跳进去，我就不要再去担心这些事了。
So life was not really meaningful to me.
所以生命对我来讲，在那个时候没有太多的意义。
You know, although I was pretty young, but I knew that my life is not a matter of earning money.
虽然我那时候还很年轻，我觉得我一生的目的不是只是赚钱。
And I know that my life is not the purpose is not to become famous.
我一生的目的不是要出名。
And so what is the purpose of my life?
那这样我的一生有什么意思？
So when I get into college,
当我进了大学，
and the first year in college, there was a history professor.
大学一年级的时候有一位叫历史的教授。
So I went to, sometimes I talk with him.
有的时候我跟他谈一谈。
So somehow he figured out.
然后他就懂了，发现。
He said, you're not happy.
你并不喜悦。
So, I'll give you a book.
他给我一本书。
And the book is in English. It's a headache for me to read English in first, second year of college. The book is called The Conquest of Happiness.
但是一本英文书，我在大学一二年级要读英文书其实蛮困难的。就是怎样征服快乐。
It was written by a mathematician by the name of Bertrand Russell.
是一位数学家所写的。
He was also a philosopher.
他也是哲学家。
So I struggled through the book.
我就读那本书。
And then I found that he had the same experience.
我发现他有跟我同样的经历。
He said when he was young, he didn't want to live.
他说他在他年轻的时候他不想活下去。
And the only reason he stayed was because he loved mathematics.
他活下来因为他很喜欢数学。
Now I thought to myself, I brought this book back to my professor. I said, you know, this is good, but I'm not so crazy about mathematics.
所以我就把书还给教授，我说这本书不错，但我对数学没什么太大兴趣。
So, brothers and sisters, that's me.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我。
And then pretty soon before I graduated from college,
很快的，我大学毕业之前，
you know, I actually got in touch with some Christians.
我就跟有一些基督徒有了联系。
And somehow I felt these Christians are not very smart.
我发现这些基督徒他们并不是真的那么聪明。
But somehow they have something I don't have.
但是他们有一些我没有的东西。
I cannot say what that is.
我讲不出是什么。
And then very soon when I just about to graduate,
就在我要毕业之前，
I gave myself a test.
我给自己一个测验。
I said, if today my dad or my mom for some reason pass away,
我说如果今天不知什么原因我的父亲或者母亲去世了，
am I going to cry?
我会不会哭呢？
My answer was no.
我的答案就是不哭。
That really startled me.
这就叫我很惊讶。
You know, you wanted to know the truth, the meaning of life. And at the end, you don't even have a compassion for your mom and dad.
你愿意去明白人生的意义，但是最终你对你的父亲或者母亲一点感情都没有。
Then I went to graduate school and came to the United States.
我来到美国读研究所。
And then I also saw a bunch of Christians.
我也见到一些的基督徒。
And they kept inviting me to their homes.
他们都邀请我到他们家里面去。
And I remember once I even went to a meeting and I saw a man, he was a student I knew in college days. And then they were singing and he was weeping.
我记得有一次在一个聚会的里面，我遇到一个我在大学认识的同学，他们在那里唱诗歌，但这个同学在那里哭，流泪哭泣。
They were actually breaking bread.
他们在剥饼。
So it's strange to me.
我觉得很奇怪。
You know, you sing song, it seems to be so happy.
当你唱诗歌的时候，应当是很喜乐的。
But why, when you sing, you cry?
为什么你唱歌然后又在哭泣流泪哭泣我不懂。
And then I started to work.
然后我开始工作。
I came to Pasadena, I started to work.
我到加州 Pasadena 去工作。
But when I was with these Christians, they always, when they pray, they call out the name of Jesus, I never did.
当他们我跟这些基督徒在一起，他们祷告的时候，都呼叫主耶稣的名。
In my heart,
在我心中。
It was so hard to believe in God.
是非常难去相信神。
It's even harder to believe in a man by the name of Jesus.
但要去相信一个人称为耶稣的，那更难。
But when I started to work,
当我开始工作
，first year,
头一年
，and I was young.
我年轻
and I thought I knew a lot of things.
我觉得我懂很多的事。
I started to do things that work very hard.
我就开始工作的很勤劳。
You know, I found that that my boss was not really honest with me.
我发现我的上司老板他并不是很坦白。
Yeah, and then but then when he came into my office, he said something which was contrary to what I think he was doing.
然后他到我的办公室跟我讲一些事情，我觉得我发现他讲的跟我认识以为的事情是相反的。
So again and again, once after another.
所以一而再再而三的。
So one day he came to my office.
有一天他来到我的办公室。
He was telling his story.
他就讲他的事。
I remember I was sitting on my chair.
我坐在我的椅子上。
The anger burned inside.
我里面的那个愤怒就起来。
You know, I was holding the chair.
我就抓住那个
椅
子的把手。
Yeah, my hands are shaking and the chair was shaking.
我就在那里里面的怒气就叫我自己跟我的椅子都在那边
抖。Remember, I was very young then.
你记得我那时候还年轻。
I knew that immediately something is going to happen.
我知道，我马上知道有事情要发生了。
But suddenly there's a voice come from inside.
然后在里面有一个声音。
The voice is.
的声音是这样说。
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
Then my hands got loose.
然后我的手就放松了。
I did not burst out.
我没有就这样的把我里面的愤怒爆发出来。
My boss didn't know what I was thinking.
我的老板并不知道我在想什么。
That day when I drove home.
那天当我开车子回家的时候。
It was such a amazement to me.
对我来讲非常的奇妙。
This one that I did not want to own.He actually came to meet me.
这一位我不想去认识他的，他却来临到我。
Now, starting from there, I decided to do something else.
从那一时刻开始，我就决定要做件事情。
I decided to give him a chance.
我给他一个机会。
And I say, look, I'll take you as my Lord.
我接受你做我的主。
Then I'm going to read the Bible.
然后我要读圣经。
Previously, when I read the Bible,
在那之前我读圣经的时候
，the Bible didn't mean anything to me.
圣经对我来讲，一点意义都没有。
So I told him, I said, look, I'm going to try to read the Bible, assuming you are my Lord.
我说我现在接受你做我的主，那我要开始读圣经。
我试试看
来读圣经。
You know what really happened?
你知道
？I started to know this person.
这样我就开始去认识这一位。
I started to know this Jesus.That's written in the Gospels.
我就认识了在福音书里面所记载的耶稣。
In my younger time, I was trying to find the meaning of life.
在我年轻的时候，我要去明白人生的意义。
I was trying to find in history that I read a person that I could totally respect.
我愿意在我读到的历史的里面找到有一位我能够这样尊重的。
I couldn't find one.
我找不到。
My people that I knew at that time, my teachers, you know, every one of them I saw weaknesses, shortcomings.
在我当时所认识的所有的人，包括那些老师、教授，他们每一位都有他们的缺点。
And when I look at myself, I can't even look at myself.
当我看自己，我觉得我都不敢。
Now here is a person.
这里有这样的一位。
His name is Jesus.
他的名字叫耶稣。
Now he only work and on the earth for 3.5 years.
他在世上行走三年半。
Everything he said, everything did.
他所做的，他所说的。
Was much more superior than anybody I have thought about before. I read about before.
在我过去所想到、所认识人的中间，他都更超越。
You know, you think he was so supreme, so superior, and yet he was so humble.
他是这样的超越，却是这样的谦卑。
He never thought about himself.
他没有为自己来着想。
He never thought for himself.
他没有为自己来想。
So in my heart, now comes in the person who is so perfect.
这样我就认识了这一位这样完全的一个人。
And so supreme.
他是这样的超越。
But then he gave me a problem.
他给我一个问题。
If he's just a good man, such a superior man, that's wonderful. I could live with him.
他如果他是这样的一个完美的人，没有问题，我可以跟他同住同活。
But he kept saying that God sent him.
但是他一直在说是神差他来。
And the Bible even said he was son of God.
圣经说他是神的儿子。
You know, I thought if he said he's from son, he said God sent him, there's something wrong with his mind.
如果我想他如果说这是神差他来，我想他的脑筋有问题。
So to me, it's a dilemma.
我觉得这是一个矛盾的问题。
He is not just a good man.
他不是只是一个好人。
He is different.
他不同。
And he said he is someone which is totally out of my common sense.
他说到他是那一位是我的知识上完全没有不懂的。
I cannot just say he is a good man.
我不能说他只是一个好人。
I have only two choices.
我只有两个选择。
One, to say that he is insane and just leave him.
一个就是说他不正常，我离开他。
And don't read the Bible anymore.
也不再读圣经。
And the other is to take him as he said.
另外一个就是按照他自己所说的、所宣告的来接受。
So I struggled with myself for.A few months.
所以在几个月之间，我在自己心中有这样的挣扎。
And then the grace of God came to me.
神的恩典临到我。
So finally, I made the choice of take him as what he said.
最后我做了这样的一个拣选，接受他自己所宣告的。
That's how he became my savior.
这样他就成为我的救主。
You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
God created us in His image. There's a process He was doing in each one of us.
神按照他的形象造了我们，这其中有一个过程他在那里做。
And that's how I was saved.
这是我得救的经历。
But then there were more than 30 years after that.
然后30年之后，
His job of making me conform to the image of Himself was not done yet.
他那要把我磨成他自己形象的这个工作还没有完成。
So the early years of me as a Christian.
所以在我做基督徒的起初的连日的里面，
there are many brothers and sisters older than I, they helped me.
许多比我年长的弟兄姊妹帮助我。
Once at a conference like this,
有一次在一个特会的里面，像我们这样的冬令会，
there was a, you know, the speaker was talking about the Lord Jesus crucified.
讲员讲到那钉十字架的主耶稣。
And I used to know that Jesus died for all.
我过去都知道耶稣为众人死。
Jesus died for the world.
耶稣为世人钉在十字架上。
Jesus died for every man.
耶稣为所有的人而死。
But that day when I was sitting there,
那一天当我坐在那里，
The Holy Spirit showed me
圣灵就启示我
that He actually died for me.
他是为我而死。
The brothers and sisters, I remember at the end of that conference, we have the regular Bible study.
弟兄姊妹，我记得那个特会之后，我们有平常的读经聚会。
So I went to my brother's house.
去到我弟兄的家里。
A little too early.
我早了一点。
So I was sitting on the grass outside in the park.
我就在公园里面坐在草地上。
Now I opened up this book, this Hebrews.
我就打开圣经读希伯来书。
Now at that time I was under the impression Hebrews was a very hard book.
我那个时候认为希伯来书是很难读的一本书。
Yeah, it was a very hard book.
是很难读的。
So in the past I just kind of a glanced.Just look at a few pages and put aside.
我过去就是打开，然后翻一翻，就这样过去了。
But that day,
那一天，
I sat over there.
我坐在那里。
Turn on the first page.
我打开头一页。
The second page.
第二页。
Third page.
第三页。
Every page, there's something that jumped up.
每一页都有一些话语跳出来。
I still don't understand the whole book.
我还是不懂这整卷的书。
But every page has something come up.
但每一页都有一些话出来。
You know, that I started to be able to communicate.
我就开始
with the Lord,
能够与主交通，用着他的话。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
I thank the Lord.
我感谢主。
That through the Holy Spirit,
透过圣灵，
through the help of these brothers and sisters,
透过弟兄姊妹的帮助，
it brought me into a closer relationship with him.
把我带到与主有更亲密的关系。
Knowing that the Lord Jesus actually died there for me.
知道那一天主在那里为我死。
Then the Holy Spirit came into me.
然后圣灵进到我的里面。
And then he had freedom in me.
他在我的里面有自由。
And he now started to open my eyes to see the wonder of God's word.
他就开启我的眼睛，看到神工作的奇妙。
The work, the 神文字，神的话，
神的这个字，神的话语的奇妙。
So gradually, I started to be able to understand the Bible.
我就慢慢的对圣经有的了解。
Then there was another conference.
然后另外有个特会。
This brother came.
一位弟兄来到。
And he showed us this picture of Hebron. 希伯伦。
他就给我们看一张希伯伦的照片。
And this, no, I'm sorry. The story of Caleb.
就讲到迦勒。
You know, Caleb, remember he was one of the 12 spies going into Canaan.
加勒是十二个探子中间一位，就是进到迦南的十二个探子的其中一位。
And when he saw Hebron,
当他见到希伯伦的时候
he couldn't forget it.
他不能忘记。
So after 38 years,
38年之后
no, they really enter into Canaan with Joshua.
他跟约书亚进到迦南之后
now he was 85 years old.
他已经85岁了。
He told Joshua,
他告诉约书亚
You know, Moses already promised that land to me, that mountain to me.
他说摩西已经把那山赐给我。
Give that mountain to me.
把那座山给我。
I want to conquer it.
我要去征服它。
So here is Caleb.
这是迦勒。
You know, who saw something.
他看到了一些。
That grabbed his heart.
他就抓住了他的心。
And for 40 years, he couldn't forget it.
40年后他都不能忘记。
That really inspired me.
那就叫我实在受了激励。
This brother also said something else.
这位弟兄又说了。
He said, you know, you see these older sisters.
你看到那些年长的姊妹。
By the way, brothers and sisters, that was many, many years ago.
这是许多年前了。
He said, look at some of the older sisters.
你看那些年长的姊妹。
They might not have studied very much.
他们没有读很多的书。
But they loved the Lord.
他们爱主。
They came every time.
他们每个聚会都来。
See, they actually had a vision.
他们有一个意象。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
That changed my thought too.
他也改变了我的思想。
In the past, I thought only these big preachers had vision.
我以为过去我以为只有那些大传道人才有意象。
But brothers and sisters, this changed my thought.
弟兄姊妹，这改变了我的想法。
An old sister,
一位年长的姊妹
who may not have studied very much.
她可能没有太多的知识。
I know of one sister who doesn't even he opened the Bible can't even read.
我认识一位年长的姊妹，她打开圣经，
But that doesn't matter.
但是没有关系。
The Lord Jesus draw her heart.
但是主耶稣得着她的心。
And that's her vision.
这是她的意象。
And I believe it's in the same conference.
也在同一个特会的里面。
You know, our brother talks about on Mount Transfiguration.
在弟兄讲到那变化山上。
It's Jesus, Moses, and Elijah.
就是耶稣、摩西跟以利亚。
And then Peter said, Lord, it's so good. We're going to build some booths for you.
所以彼得说这真好我盖三座棚。
The cloud came.
然后云彩过来。
And then the cloud went away.
云彩过去了。
They couldn't see anybody.
他们不见一人。
Only Jesus standing there.
只见耶稣在那里。
So only Jesus.
唯有耶稣。
Yeah.So that really inspired my heart.
这也叫我的心受到提醒。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
I really thank the Lord for these brothers that helped me.
我为着这些帮助我的弟兄们，我感谢主。
But I also thank the Lord for giving me somehow a simple heart before Him.
我也感谢主，叫我在他面前有一个单纯的心。
And then there's another conference.
另外还有个特会。
The brother was talking about this the Deuteronomy chapter 16. There was a Hebrew boy.
在那里讲到这一个生命记里面的。
That the Hebrew slave.
这是一个希伯来人的奴隶。
He served his master for 6 years.
他服侍他的主人六年。
And the seventh year, according to the law, he could actually be set free.
第七年，按照律法的规定，他可以自由的而去。
But he said,
但是他说
My master is good to me.
他说我的主人对我好。
And he said, I love my master and his house.
然后他说我爱我的主人与他的家。
I'm not going to go away.
我不愿意自由地去。
Many years later,
许多年后,
there was another conference.
又有一个特会。
Brother Stephen was there.
啊，江弟兄在那里。
Brother Dana was there.
Dana 弟兄也在。
The first time I even saw Brother Dana.
啊，这头一次。这是头一次我遇见 Dana 弟兄。
I still remember what he said.
我还记得他所说。
He was talking about Acts.
啊，他是讲到《使徒行传》。
And Brother Stephen talked about the Patmos vision.
江弟兄讲到拔摩山山的拔摩岛的那个意象。
Yeah, it's in the first chapter of Revelation.
这是启示录的第一章。
At that time, I have been actually a Christian for some years.
那个时候我已经做基督徒一些年日了。
I actually have off and on. I mean, I actually serve the Lord in the house in the church with brothers and sisters.
我在教会的里面与弟兄姊妹一同服侍主一些日子了。
But our brother's burden was to show us that the church actually is the background.
弟兄所交通的讲到教会只是在背景只是一个背景。
The Christ is in the foreground.
这个基督乃是那一个中心。
There are seven candlesticks, the seven lampstands standing over there.
有七个金灯台在那里。
And they have only one purpose.
他们只有一个目的。
The purpose is to shine on so that we can see this Christ.
他们是发光照亮叫我们能够见到基督。
So I thank the Lord, it opened my understanding.
所以我感谢主开启了我的悟性。
Now we serve in the church.
我们在教会里面服侍。
We sometimes think our church has a special destiny.
我们有的时候
a special purpose.
我们觉得我们的教会有特别的目的，有特别的结局。
But after all, the church has only one purpose.
但是教会只有一个目的。
It is for the testimony of Jesus.
是为着耶稣基督的见证。
It is his purpose, not our purpose.
是他的旨意，不是我们的目的。
So I thank the Lord, opened my eyes.
所以感谢主开启了我的眼睛。
I remember it's the first time, you know, I saw within his brothers, there were so many books written by T. Austin Sparks.
我记得跟这些弟兄们一同相聚，有许多斯百克的书。
At that conference.
在那个特会的里面有许多斯百克弟兄的书。
I heard of these things before.
我过去听闻了斯百克弟兄。
So I bought a half of that.
我买了许多斯百克弟兄的书。
And the next year, I probably read at least a third of them. More than that.
一年之间我读了三分之一
我所买的书。 So the Lord opened my eyes.
所以主开启我的眼睛。
To see what we ought to be doing in his church.
叫我们知道在他的教会应当如何行。
And then, give me two, three more minutes. Okay. Thank you. The T. Austin Sparks was so helpful to me.
斯百克弟兄对我也很有帮助。
I remember one thing I read in one of his books.
在他的有一本书的里面，我读到这样的。
He said, "What is Bible to you?"
圣经对你是什么意思
？The Bible is not a recorder.
圣经不是一个录音机。
The Bible is a microphone.
圣经乃是一个麦克风。
What it says, what he meant is this.
他所说这句话的意思是这样。
The Bible is not just printed words, not our own, it's not just a record.
圣经不是只是印出来的一些的字句，一些记录。
The Bible is a microphone. There's somebody behind the microphone speaking.
圣经乃是一个麦克风，在麦克风之后有人在说话。
The Brother Sparks helped me so many ways, but this is one of it. It tells me when I read the Bible, I have to always know there's somebody speaking.
斯百克弟兄在许多方面都帮助了我，在这是其中的一点，乃是提醒我，我每次读圣经的时候是有人在有神在后面说话。
It's not just print. It's somebody talking.
不是只是印出来的文字，乃是有人在说话。
So I really thank the Lord for that.
所以我实在感谢主。
But the Lord wants to conform me in the image of His Son. Not only that, not only then.
所以主要把我磨成他自己的形象，不是只是在当时。
In the past few years.
在过去几年之间。
The Lord actually through conferences, through brothers and sisters, printed in my heart this matter of the eternal purpose of God.
透过弟兄姊妹，透过特会，在我的心中深深的印下这神永远旨意。
Now I'm actually so thankful.
我实在非常的感恩。
And so joyful.
也非常的喜乐。
You know, we love the Lord and we love His house.
我们爱他。爱我们的主，爱他的家。
But when we gather together,
当我们一同聚集的时候，
even when we go home,
当我就是我们回家的时候，
you know, we serve the Lord,
我们服侍主，
we go visit brothers and sisters,
我们去探望弟兄姊妹们，
you know, we read the Bible,
我们读圣经，
we prepare some notes,
我们记录一些笔记，
we agonize over it,
我们在其中这样的做。
Yeah, sometimes we lose sleep thinking about things.
我们有的时候晚上在那里思想睡不着。
Is this all in vain?
这些都是突然的吗？
Is it all going through the motion?
不只是在做一些动作吗？
No.
不是的。
God has a purpose from day one.
神从那头一日开始就有一个目的。
For us, for each one of us,
为着我们，为着我们每一位。
And then especially for us together, for His church.
特别当我们聚在一起，为着他的教会。
It's a very clear purpose.
是一个很清楚的目的。
A very concrete purpose.
一个很实在的一个旨意。
And a very doable purpose.
是一个可行的旨意。
I really thank the Lord for that.
我实在为此感谢主。
The Lord also printed in my heart this matter of testimony of Jesus.
神也把这一个耶稣基督的见证深刻的印在我心中。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus is so good.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣实在太美好。
It's not only our Savior.
他不单只是我们的救赎者。
He's not only our Lord.
他不单只是我们的主。
He actually gives us.The purpose of our life.
他也给了我们一生的那一个目的。
He actually gives us the purpose of us together.
他也给了我们一同聚集的那一个目的。
Without him,
除了他,
we would not know what it means by created in the image of God.
没有他，我们完全不明白什么叫做按照神的形象被造。
And with him,
跟他在一起。
We know everything about being created in the image of God.
我们就懂得了关乎照着神的形象被造的一切的意义。
I thank the Lord because he inspired Apostle Paul to say something like this.
我感谢主，因为神默示了使徒保罗记录下这样的话。
He said, one died for all and all died.
一人为众人死，众人就都死。
This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
这是在哥林多后书第五章。
Yeah, so that we who live,
我们这些活着，
and we no longer live just for ourselves,
不再为自己活，
but for him who has died and risen for us.
乃是为那为我们死又死而复活的主而活。
And then it says,
然后他说，
for those,who are in Christ, there is the new creation.
那些在基督里的，是一个新造的人。
Remember, the Lord said in Genesis that we are created in His image.
记得在创世纪，神说我们是照着他的形象被造的。
Remember that verse, created.
记得那一节的圣经说被造。
Now in the New Testament, it says a new creation.
然后在新约就说新造的人。
So not only we were his creation.
我们不但是他所造的。
But we are his new creation.
我们也是他的新造。
In Christ.
在基督里。
Each one of us is like that.
我们每一位都是这样。
And then when we are collected together.
当我们集合在一起。
The Bible says we are new men.
圣经说我们是一个新人。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
When the Lord said, I have created you in my own image.
当主说我是照着我的形象造了你
He meant it
他的意思就是这样
And he wants to make that happen in every lifetime
他叫我们每一个人在我们一生的年日的里面成为实际
Today this little story was just my sample
今天我讲的一个很简单我自己的这个例子的故事
Now I believe you have your own story
我相信你有你自己的故事
That is the sample
这只是一个样品
The Lord will tell his enemy
我们的主要对仇敌这样说
Pointing to these samples
指着这些的例子
To say, do you see?
你看
I have created man according to my image
我是照着我的形象造了人
Let's pray
我们祷告
Lord, we really thank you, we praise you
主我们实在感谢赞美你
We thank you that we who were so disobedient, so hard-hearted, you have saved us.
我们是这样悖逆、硬着心的人，你却拯救了我们。
And not only that, Lord, you have made us willing to go in a way to become in the image of your Son.
不但如此。你还叫我们愿意这样的能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
So Lord, we really praise you.
主，我们实在赞美你。
How could these things ever happen to us?
这些事如何能够发生在我们身上
？In just a short lifetime.
在我们短短的一生的年日中。
So Lord, we pray that you give us humble humility.
主求你给我们有一个谦卑的心
willing to cooperate with you and with your Holy Spirit
愿意与你跟圣灵合作
that indeed that we can become what you want us to be
我们实在能够成为你要我们所是的人
that you can tell your enemy
你能够告诉你的仇敌
see indeed I have created them in my image
看啊，我实在照着我的形象造了人。
Lord, we praise you.
主，我们感谢你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.